tall, wet, and red hot.
Make yourself a drink. I won't be a minute,
Lucille Ball said while peeking out from behind her bedroom door.
Everything you need is right there,
she said, then disappeared behind the partially closed door. That night, I was performing double duty. I had already delivered a script to the world-famous redhead. My next role would be to drive her to a dinner party being held at the home of Katharine Hepburn. I'd already been there myself, as you know, from a previous story that involved the hostess and her lady lover. It's been a few weeks since then, and I'm now wondering if Lucille Ball could fit into that same girl-on-girl mix. She's another tall, beautiful babe, nearly the same age as Kate and Bob, and also divorced. Hey, if those two hotties could do it together, why not Lucy, too? Anyway, a few minutes later, while I envisioned the tall redhead eating pussy, she surprised me by walking out of her bedroom not quite ready for dinner. What I mean is, she wasn't wearing her goddamn dress, as she yelled out to me.
Christ, even with the fucking air conditioner on, it's still too fucking hot in here,
she said, standing in front of me in only her brief and sexy underwear.
Maybe you'd better make me...